across the frozen north, delivering medicine and other supplies to far-flung communities. Today, aircraft and snowmobiles have mostly taken over that work, and dog sledding has become a sport. And a well-made sled is behind every winning team. A dog sled race is an endurance test for the dogs, the driver, and the sled itself. A good sled is both flexible and sturdy enough to go the distance. At this factory, they make sleds from white ash. A worker angles the ends of vertical bars so they can be fitted to the sled's top rail and handlebar. These bars are called stanchions. He shapes the other end of them so they'll fit into grooves in the sled's runner. All the parts of this sled are designed to fit together like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. A worker now screws aluminum rails onto the bottom of the two runners. He slides plastic strips into those aluminum rails, which gives the runners a smooth base for gliding over ice or snow. He secures the plastic strips at each end with screws. The crew is now ready to assemble all the pieces of the dog sled. They attach metal screw eyes to the runners. They'll thread rope through them when they're ready to tie the parts of the sled together. All the parts of the framework fit into notches made specifically for them. The location of those notches has been precisely mapped out. If one is even a centimeter off, the sled would collapse like a house of cards. They measure the space between the runners to confirm they're perfectly aligned. And now tie the joints together with nylon rope. These ties are called lashings, and there are 22 of them on this dog sled. Historically, lashings were made of moose hide, but nylon is tougher. They cut the rope with a hot blade, which seals the fibers so they won't unravel. They tie the midpoint joints together. And the focus then moves to the dog sled handlebar. A worker glues strips of ash together. The strips are thin, so they can be easily bent, allowing him to curl the glued layers around a U-form. He clamps the wood to the form, and the glue cures for 3 hours. It hardens into the U-shape, creating the dog sled handlebar. He secures the handlebar to the dog sled with the nylon lashings. The team then assembles the bed of the sled. They clamp the slats into place and then screw them to the framework. They install the sled's front bumper, called the brush brow. Next, a worker cuts off the metal bead of a bicycle tire and discards it. He uses the remaining tire tread to create foot pads by wrapping it around pieces of thick plastic and screwing it into place. He installs a treaded pad on each runner to keep the driver's feet from slipping off. Then they install an aluminum bar brake. These pivot bolts will allow this bar brake to be raised when not needed and lowered to engage the metal talons. He loops a bungee cord on each side of a crossbar and burns off an end. He hooks the other end of the cord to the brake. This simple bungee cord mechanism will enable the dog sled musher to activate the brake. He heat shrinks rubber tubing around the base of the cord to protect it. They now weave the back of the sled, using nylon cord to create a basket for carrying things. It's big enough to hold a tired animal. The worker then loops and ties the bridle to front stanchions beneath the sled. He forms a V as he threads it from the back of the sled to the front. He paints urethane onto the wood and even over the lashings. This will protect them against wear. It's taken about 3 days to make this traditional basket dog sled. And now it's ready to mush.